Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Cast Blast Podcast. I'm your host, James Kidder, and
Lucas Welch.
Today we're going to be talking about the cast portion of Cast Blast Podcast and talk about how now that the water is warming up a little bit, fishing is starting to heat up. Lucas, you been out fishing at all yet this year?
No, I haven't been out fishing yet this year. I really wanted to go yesterday, but it started raining real hard before I got out of work, so I didn't get the chance to.
Wimp. Fish always bite under the bridge in the rain. Remember that, okay? They don't want to get wet. See, now me, I made it out Saturday onto Lake Maury in my boat. Started off the season with a nice, probably a pound and a half bass, largie. She was sitting real shallow. Caught her dead sticking a Guggenbaits Rattling Ned. It was like a darker color with a purple flake to it. It's usually just what I do with those, and it's always seemed to work out really good. Just kind of cast it in next to some brush and whatnot, and she hit as I was kind of looking off in a different direction, and I left it right there for another minute, and she hit again, and I got her to the boat nice and safely. So that was the first fish. My niece, she caught quite a few nice-sized sunfish. That was real cute and funny to watch. And then my stepmom, she caught a nice, probably 2.5-3 foot northern. Biggest one we've pulled out of Lake Maury. Actually, I think one of the biggest ones we pulled in general. It was a slab. Yeah. And then Sunday, I went out brook fishing with my dad. It was like a 4-mile stretch of brook. Got real concerned. It started to rain about a mile in, like downpouring. But luckily, it kind of cleared up, and we had some iffy walking areas. Right down through a ravine about the whole way. But, you know, it kind of paid out. I caught, I think, 7 brookies in total, about 3 keepers. I only kept one real good-sized one, and my dad caught 3 brookies, only one of which was a keeper, but we tossed him back just because that was the first, like, keeper that we'd caught, really. And we weren't sure how good the rest of the bite was going to be. But yeah, and then we went back out to Lake Maury Sunday afternoon. Didn't bring the boat out. We didn't really have enough time for that, so we were just fishing from the bank. You could see the bass moving. They were cranking right in the shallows, probably 2 feet, 3 feet of water. They just didn't want to bite, really, at that time of day. It was, you know, early afternoon, so there I've always had better luck in the evening once it's getting close to being dark. But I decided to switch over to trying to catch some sunfish, and I caught 3, I think, real good sized sunfish. Just kind of something to dangle around, have a little bit of fun with it. But yeah. Well, Lucas, I got a question for you. What's your favorite thing to catch? Like, what's your go-to species?
If I had to be honest, I think it's gonna have to be a smallmouth bass. I feel like they put up the best fight is like any other fish in these small ponds around here, and so it just makes them fun to catch.
I've caught quite a few nice smallies. I think part of the fight comes from just like how deep they usually sit. I can't remember the name of it now. I think Marshfield Dam or Marshfield Reservoir is where I was. I caught like probably a 4-pound smallie. That thing was huge. Well, I say I caught it. I didn't get it to the boat. It broke off as I was, like, pulling it up out of the water because my dad wasn't fast enough with the net, and I was about sick of waiting. He had just barely put the net away. We were getting ready to leave, and I hook up to it, and I was kind of reaching down to try and lip it and pull it up out of the water at the same time, and it just broke off. It was sad to see. I was a little mad there for a little bit, but I got over it pretty quick. If I'm going to be honest, I think my favorite thing to catch is probably rainbows. I mean, there's nothing better than hooking up to a nice rainbow, even like a foot-long rainbow with like a 5-foot ultralight rod. It is the funnest thing ever. You ever catch rainbows much? Or?
Nope. I don't think I've ever caught a rainbow in my entire life.
Really? Wow. I usually go out like once a week every year, at least usually once a week, trying to catch rainbows or even decent-sized brookies. Depending on where I am, I usually hit like the Waits River a lot for rainbows, but haven't been out yet this year for them. I probably will the first week of June or so. after they stock. I never usually keep them, just kind of catch and release. They're fun to catch, and they're always there for someone else to catch and cook up and whatnot. Do a little bit of catch, clean, cook. Maybe someone will. I've kept a few, just kind of fried them up. It's really good, but yeah.
Thanks for listening to another Cast and Blast podcast, where we touch base on the cast side of the podcast. We hope to catch you guys soon.